Democrat Mary Throne is hoping to become Wyoming's next governor. Throne was born and raised in Campbell County, growing up on a ranch on Wild Horse Creek. She's currently a Cheyenne attorney and for many years worked with the Department of Environmental Quality. Throne is a former state representative and minority floor leader as well. She's facing Republican opponent Mark Gordon and others in the general election.
I think there are significant differences between Treasurer Gordon and myself. I have run a race emphasizing solutions from the beginning. I'm not afraid to take on what I see as the real challenge in Wyoming, which is making ourselves less dependent for state revenue on coal, oil, and natural gas. That's been my message from the beginning, and it'll continue to be my message into the general election. I've also said that I support full funding for our K-12 system and supporting our constitutional obligation to fund education. I have emphasized the need for real healthcare solutions, including Medicaid expansion, which he does not support. And also have taken a strong stand on keeping public lands in public hands.
Let's talk about how we move the state forward and how we create jobs and maybe get some more revenue in here without the T word. Can we avoid taxes or does that need to be part of the mix?
Well, Governor Mead and now the Endow Report and people like the chairman of the Revenue Committee, Mike Madden, and myself have all said that we need to reform our tax structure. You know, we can't build the economy of the future based on the tax structure of the past. I'm a strong supporter of the energy industry, as you know, but we can't expect them to pay all of our bills going forward.
As best you can, when you talk about reform, and God knows I tried to ask some Republicans about this a number of times, but explain what you're after. What do you think would work? And is it, because every time I ask a question like this, a lot of the answers I get with, well, we're not going to raise taxes. And I'm not sure that's exactly what you're talking about. It's more about reform, isn't it?
Well, and it's also about broadening the tax base, finding more revenues. One tax that I do support is some sort of leisure tax to help fund our tourism industry. The industry itself is still working out the details on what they can support, but you know that's low-hanging fruit and would get more money out of our tourism industry, which is our second leading industry. And a lot of that would be paid by people from out of state. So it's silly not to tap into that revenue. We can now bite the bullet and look at exemptions. But we also just need to start the process now for developing a new tax structure. Both Representative Kirkbride and Senator Rothfuss had tax reform 2020 bills. You put the two of them together and you've pretty much got the principles that you need in an equitable, fair, competitive tax system. And we just need to have a discussion on what we want for Wyoming.
And the thinking is that there are some that aren't really paying anything.
Right. You know, again, the REMI study from the Revenue Committee, you know, demonstrates that we can diversify the economy, we can bring new business into Wyoming, and we still won't get ahead because of our tax structure.
Mary Throne visiting with us. She's a Democratic candidate trying to be your next governor in the state of Wyoming. You mentioned Endow, and you've had a chance to see their latest version of the report. I'm curious what you think about what you're seeing so far. Is there anything missing? Is there anything you don't support?
Well, the key to Endow is the action plan, which we won't have for a few months. You know, the intermediate steps. There are pieces of it I like, pieces of it I'm still digesting. I don't know that new cabinet officials is exactly where we need to go. I'm a little skeptical of those sorts of things, but the concepts and the principles are good, that we need to develop new industries, focus on key sectors. Some of their points I think are too aspirational. I think we need early childhood today, not 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about that, explain what you mean. But so making sure that we have affordable childcare and early childhood education at the same time.
Right. Now we have sort of nothing formal and a hodgepodge of early childhood education across the state. And study after study tells us that that would save us money in the long run in our K-12 costs.
I mean, you were in the legislature when they voted this down at least once. I'm curious what it would take to maybe get everybody to buy in on this.
Well, if we could set the politics aside and set aside the phony arguments that it's anti-family, different things like that, I think would really help.
Mary Throne visiting with us again. Let's change gears. I want to ask you about a couple of other things that are constantly coming up. And one of these is in the social issue arena, calls by some folks for let's get an anti-discrimination bill out there. Let's pass it. How important is that, do you think?
I think it's very important, and that was also supported by Endow. It's how we welcome new business here. It's how we show that we're an open state. It will also help attract the younger demographic that we so desperately need. You know, I was pretty horrified with what happened at Eastern Wyoming College when the state party chair goes to a duly elected independent board and, for all practical purposes, threatens them if they adopt policies. We can't have that in Wyoming.
I want to also ask you, as we talk about different issues, I mean, what about in education? Are there reforms that need to be done in K-12, or are we happy with where we're at and it's just a matter of funding? I'm kind of curious your thoughts there.
Well, we have to look at the things that are not going well. We still have to try and improve our graduation rates. I don't think anybody's happy that the ACT scores dipped. We need to dig into that. But we also need to honestly tell the public that to maintain the small class size and maintain quality teachers is going to cost us money, because, you know, the next cuts will get into the way into the muscle.
Is it time to consolidate school districts?
You know, I think I would like to encourage school districts, the smaller school districts around the state. You know, the Bighorn Basin has multiple districts. Southwest Wyoming has multiple districts, and they're not very far apart. I certainly would like to encourage them to consider consolidation if we do it as a top-down threat from Cheyenne. I don't think that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. But I also think that while it's important to save money where you can, that's going to save us maybe tens of millions. That doesn't solve our fundamental educational funding program.
But it might actually help education. I guess the way I've looked at this over the years in reporting on it is you've got some of these school districts, it's hard to get somebody that can teach French,
right,
or it's hard to get some of these teachers.
Right.
And if you all just combine resources, you might be able to address that, and then you'd think that it would improve education.
No, and I think that that's something you could even do without consolidating districts. You know, for instance, I know in Rock Springs, when their high school was crowded, people would go to Green River. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do those sorts of things now, and certainly we would want to encourage districts to take advantage of those options. You know, if you have two people who want to take calculus and there's a class down the road 10 miles where they have 10 people, it makes a lot of sense to put everybody together.
Well, I recently came from a committee meeting talking about the opioid situation, and I was curious your thoughts on that. I mean, what I'm hearing from this particular group is you want to do a lot of education, and we want to put a lot of rules in place also for healthcare providers. Are you following that at all? And I'm just curious your thoughts on dealing with that.
I think we need to make sure that in Wyoming we have the best practices in place. I've heard that we do not have an opioid problem on the same scale that other states have. And of course, we'd like to prevent that from happening. So I'm willing to consider appropriate regulations on prescriptions and pharmacists and providers, you know, without being too heavy-handed. I know that I've had friends whose child died of an overdose. And that's really one of the key issues. But another key issue is the substance abuse treatment aspect, which applies to more than just opioids. We need to have cost-effective programs in place for substance abuse treatment.
Not only for opioids, but for all kinds of things.
For everything.
Yeah. And also, when we talk about this, you mentioned Medicaid expansion earlier. I mean, Medicaid in just finally getting our arms around this seems to be a really important thing. If not Medicaid expansion, what are we going to do with this population?
Well, that's my question to all the people who oppose Medicaid expansion. We don't have an answer. We could spend a lot of state dollars, I suppose, and get health care to this population, but that doesn't make a lot of sense. We didn't do that during the boom times. We have a good Medicaid program in the state. Our expansion population could fit into that. It would be cost effective, and it would be paid for by the federal government. At this rate, I think we're close to the 90-10 ratio. That is still a fantastic deal for the state of Wyoming, and it avoids cost shifting to the rest of us, and should over time help stabilize our insurance rates, which is a huge issue in Wyoming.
Last thing for you, and we'll certainly talk with you more down the road, but we're seeing a lot of deregulation, obviously, coming from Washington. And one of the things that could happen is an area that you know an awful lot about, and that's the environment and natural resources. And it seems that if things go as planned, the EPA would have less authority over a number of these things in our state and give more to the DEQ. Could the state of Wyoming handle that?
Well, I think in the past, the state of Wyoming did handle it. The core principle in the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, most of those environmental acts is a concept called cooperative federalism, which means the federal government sets the standards that need to be met for human health, and then the states implement them based on their own needs. And I think one of the big complaints with the last administration was that they forgot that concept, and they were a little heavy-handed with the states. So I believe the state of Wyoming is in a strong position to basically fulfill its role under those organic environmental statutes.
Mary Throne, she's a Democratic candidate for governor. We're out of time. It went quickly. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Bob. I always enjoy talking to you.